This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live, and you're welcome to join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Nobody, you and I, we've got a lot in common. One of those things that we both love is cannabis.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunately, it has been a brutal process going from prohibition, which was basically in place throughout our entire lifetimes, cannabis prohibition, to a state of somewhat lesser prohibition. Other people would call it legalization.
I would call it cartelization.
Cartelization, okay. Now, yeah. Why?
Well, because what the government has done in every case where they've legalized is they've introduced a regulatory scheme that turns right. The marijuana business over to a cartel of the state selection, and that cartel is still being protected by the government from competition using deadly force. So that's not legalization. It's not a free market. It is. They want to have a monopoly of connected people draining the pot smokers of money.
And that's the way it has been. I've got a story that's related to this coming out of Colorado, where, as you know, Colorado and Washington State were the first two states to legalize cannabis in the United States. And apparently it's already been 7 years. Can you believe it? 7 years.
Wow.
Since that passed. According to KUNC.org, earlier this spring, police in Fort Collins seized 420 marijuana plants. Yes, 420, they say, that had been illegally grown inside area homes. Also recovered processed weed concentrate, guns, and approximately $110,000 in cash. It's part of what state and federal officials are calling the largest illegal marijuana market Colorado has ever seen. It's a puzzling situation, considering that back in 2012, proponents of Amendment 64 promised a regulated market would do away with illegal dealers and drug cartels. They say, in fact, it appears to have done just the opposite.
Well, you can't get rid of cartels by installing your own. That's not how any of this works.
Understanding the size of this illegal industry is complicated. The federal DEA, Drug Enforcement Agency, has seen the number of illegal marijuana plants that they seize each year steadily climb since 2014. So they've done more seizures every year since this thing has since legalization happened. But that's not including the countless investigations led by local law enforcement, which often cross county lines and involve multiple agencies, making data analysis difficult. For Colorado's 18th Judicial District Attorney George Brochler says the number of black market marijuana cases in his office continues to grow. There have been 51 so far this year, and they now have two investigators dedicated to the issue. He said, quote, I've only been doing this for 25 years, and I've never seen the black market as robust and as complicated and as expertly cultivated as this one right now. Now, I wonder why that is. I mean, we certainly know that in, let's say, Massachusetts, which is one of the newer states to have legalization, they just opened the doors on their first stores back in November of 2018. So it hasn't even been a full year since retail has been a thing. And we went down there. I don't think you were there for it, but Daryl and I and a couple other folks went down for the grand opening day just to kind of, you know, see what it was like and take in all the excitement that people had, stand in line for 3 hours. And the prices were outrageous.
Oh, yeah. Well, they love the tax.
$100. is what you're probably going to pay for a quarter ounce of cannabis, maybe even more. You're going to pay $100 for a gram of concentrates. These are things that can go for as low as $30 to $50 in the black market.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to guess, without having actually gone through this whole story about Colorado, that the same thing is probably true there, where the increase in competition from the legal market, the increase in product, has probably dropped the price somewhat, because we've definitely seen prices dropping in the last two decades, and that's likely due to extra competition coming from growers on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, back in the old days, Rich, in the 90s or whenever, people were importing a lot of cannabis from Mexico. And while I'm sure that still happens, there's a heck of a lot more that's able to be grown now inside the United States, easier, more legal-ish than it had ever been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And so we don't know how much of the black market cannabis comes from legal grow operations that manage to shuffle some of it out the back door. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and one would imagine there would be. A lot of the people in the weed business are people that have been victims of the drug war, and they recognize, a lot of the little people, at least, recognize that the regulations that they have are simply a way to continue to milk the consumer.
Right, and the prices are ridiculous. Let's go on, though, with this story. Brock Schuler's district, which includes Arapahoe County and Douglas County, sees more of these cases than any other district. That includes one of the biggest busts on record, in which 80,000 plants were seized from a network of 41 houses. And these weren't run-down places either. Bruchler says these days illegal growers tend to set up shop inside unsuspecting suburban homes. He recalls one such bust that took place in an upscale retirement community. Quote, investigators were pulling 1,100 plants out of these relatively small homes in nice neighborhoods. He says that's incredible. Story here at KUNC goes on. It says the cannabis flowers and concentrates from these illegal grows are typically transported to states like Florida and Texas, where Brochler said that Coloradan weed has its own brand recognition. It also sells for 3 to 4 times the local price, which that doesn't make any sense. Why would that be? It claims it's an added incentive, considering illegal growers already avoid paying costly state regulations like product testing, licensing, and a 15% excise tax. Now, it's possible the person who's writing this story doesn't know a whole lot about cannabis. Maybe they've never, purchased any in the black market. But, I understand if Colorado weed is really good weed, and it's like, it's been a while since I bought weed in Florida. That's where I used to live 15 or so years ago. But back then you could get mid-grade, you could get lower end, what they would call regs back there. And usually those products would have seeds in them. And so I don't know if those things are still on the market down there. Maybe they are. In which case, yeah. If you've got a nice bag of some what they might call up here headies or high test cannabis, very high end cannabis, yeah, that could sell for 3 or 4 times what a bag of seedy kind of crappy regs will sell for. But I'm talking about 1990s late 90s prices. I can't imagine that, given the drop in the pricing structure of cannabis generally in the last 20 years, it's hard to imagine that even regs as we knew it still even exists. I haven't seen that in 2 decades, almost.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the price of regs or middies, it doesn't seem like those prices have dropped. The products have just disappeared because the price of headies has dropped down to very little more.
These days now,
yeah. Can tell.
Right. These days, the high-end cannabis can sell for as cheap as what we would have called mids back in the late 90s would have sold for. So
right.
the product quality has gone up substantially compared to what it was. But there's more to the story here. Why is there such a robust black market? And I think, you know, we're going to get into some more of the details on this. Some people are scratching their heads trying to figure this out. And the reality is, it's because the government has restricted the marketplace. And we can get into that with licensing and fees and taxes and regulations. Who the hell wants to grow under those kind of strictures? 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark Bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. It's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And nobody.
So we're talking about what I think for some people is going to be a surprise. about Colorado, where back in 2012 they voted to legalize cannabis, and it wasn't too long after that that they opened the doors on retail establishments. They spread all across the state. Marijuana tax revenue started to, and I believe eclipsed, if I recall correctly, started to and then eclipsed revenue from alcohol, or at the very least beer, in the state, which is, that's what they wanted, right? That's the reason why they put the tax scheme in addition to wanting to control things. They also want money. They being the government goons, they want money out of this. And that's unfortunately the way that most of these legalization schemes are going to go, where there's going to be some sort of regulatory structure and some taxing scheme placed on top of this particular business. And so that's why you're seeing a bustling and busy black market, even in states where they have legalization.
Yeah, I mean, basically, they take a big old crayon, and in their wisdom, they draw a line through the market, and they call some of it black, and then they say, why is there a black market? You declared it black. That's all. That's the only reason.
Right. You created this. I mean, it was going to exist. You just made it illegal.
Right.
And the people who have been growing cannabis forever, when they're given the choice of, you know, growing and or selling and distributing cannabis forever, when they're given the choice of, well, do you want to get in and jump through all these legal hoops and get into the legal cannabis business, or do you just want to keep doing what you've been doing successfully for the last however long you've been doing it? Now, obviously, there's no guarantee that you're not going to get arrested in those circumstances, but even if you try jumping through the legal hoops, there's no guarantee they're not going to ruin your life and shut down your business and possibly arrest you.
That is what they do.
Edge Wallet, by the way, is my favorite cryptocurrency wallet. It's a multi-crypto wallet, in fact. You can go to edge.app to learn more about how you can secure your freedom with support for various different cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, BTC, plus Dash, and Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, and a variety of Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and more. They just added Ravencoin, actually, to Edge Wallet. So head on over to edge.app or just download it for your iOS or Android device, and it allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. Once again, that's Edge Wallet. Go to the website, edge.app. As we continue with more from KUNC.org with their report on the busy black market, they are saying, the bureaucrats are saying, they're actually doing more busts and more arrests now. They've been increasing year after year ever since legalization. And maybe that's because they can focus even more resources on this as well. Back in the day, they were popping people for possession probably by the thousands every single year. Technically, they don't do that anymore. Unless you have a whole lot of weed, they're probably, you're probably going to be able to walk away from an encounter with a police officer. So that's more police hours that they can focus on busting illegal grow operations and that sort of thing. According to the story here, dodging the rule book is perhaps most insulting who work in Colorado's legal marijuana industry, like Scott Brady, who manages Smokey's 420, a marijuana grow and dispensary in Weld County. Quote, each time somebody in the black market sells a gram, they're taking that right out of my people's pockets at the end of the day.
Because we own the market and we own the customers, is what he's saying there. You don't get to go somewhere else. Only we who are of the selected, we who are of the cartel, are permitted to participate. And, it's funny because I don't understand. This is exactly what happens when a drug cartel is running illegal meth sales in, say, New Mexico, and another dealer, one who isn't associated with the cartel, moves into their territory. Well, what do? They hire hitmen and kill the new dealer.
Yep.
Okay? Well, in this case, the cartel is the legal market. The hitman or the dealer is still the rival dealer,
right?
And the hitman is the government.
Goons. Wow. That is, I think that really sums it up. Nobody.
And, you know, Milton Friedman in the pointed that out, that basically the government acts as a protection racket.
Absolutely.
For legal drug companies while trying to crush the competition. And, you know, this is very important because, you know, I know of a guy who has need of ADD meds.
Mm-hmm.
And it would cost him a couple $100 a month to get ADD meds legally.
Right.
But he can get them for $50 off the dark web.
Really?
The same amount. So
you're avoiding the doctor's fees and
exactly.
all the waiting and
because you not only have to pay for the drug and pay an inflated price for the drug here,
right.
you have to pay off a doctor to have permission to have the drug.
Now, I wonder if those drugs are being shipped in from overseas where they're available more readily and they are cheaper generally. Because I've heard that American drug prices for actual manufactured drugs are more expensive than other countries.
Yeah, well, other countries regulate the prices that that the drug companies pay,
mm-hmm.
And so basically the drug companies then turn around and they still got a captive market in the United States, so they just jack the prices here, and that way mm-hmm. the United States gets to pay for the medical care of the whole world.
So this attitude by this regulated player in the market, this guy who's all upset about the illegal grow ops and black market dealers, this is a very similar attitude as to what you see, let's say, in the radio business, in you know, doing broadcast radio. If somebody puts up a pirate radio transmitter, the FCC is not going to know about it by default. They don't have listening posts. They don't have people that they pay to monitor. They only find out when someone complains. And almost always, the party that complains about a pirate radio operator is
a plunderer.
One of the legal, licensed radio stations. Because it's the attitude of, you know, well, I've been abused, and so now everybody should be abused. I've jumped through all these arbitrary hoops these bureaucrats put up, and it costs me time, and it costs me money, and damn it, everybody else should have to jump through all those hoops. How dare all you out there just do all your business without asking for permission? It's a it's a real sick. It's a sickness.
Yeah. You know, especially, I mean, for people, they've been... presumably this guy who's running the legal cannabis industry and screaming for government to shut down his competition, surely he was a victim of the drug war before.
Maybe.
At least in that he was pushed in underground by it. Of course, if you've actually been victimized by the war on drugs, like, I will never be able to work in the legal cannabis industry because I was victimized by the government, by the drug war.
We'll continue. If you want to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you're in a legal state, are you buying legally or off the black market? What's your story? It's Free Talk Live. I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals rolled back a prior nationwide injunction that blocked the Trump administration's attempt to deny most asylum claims at the U.S.-Mexico border. Reversing the move everywhere outside the Ninth Circuit means those who cross the border into California or Arizona will be able to seek asylum, while those entering in New Mexico and Texas will be barred unless they're from Mexico. The New York City medical examiner says Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in his Manhattan jail cell. The autopsy was released on Friday and determines the official cause of death as suicide by hanging. Dr. Cyril Redd is a forensic pathologist. He remains skeptical of the findings.
I want to hear more. If they tell me he hurled himself down, fine. But if they're telling me that he was just kneeling down and he broke the hyoid bone and the cervical vertebrae, I'm sorry, I do not buy that.
This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the effects of legalization, or perhaps cartelization is a better term for that. One thing it is not the end of prohibition. And just in the same way that alcohol prohibition didn't really come to an end, it just changed forms in a way that made alcohol more accessible. The prohibition, of course, continues on the manufacturing and the distribution and, in a lot of cases, the acquisition of alcohol. It's still a very, very controlled substance, and that's true of cannabis. And in fact, the story here from KUNC.org gets into detail about exactly, you know, or not exactly, but what some of the burdens are that are placed on these legal cannabis distributors and growers. With you here in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And I also want to make sure that you know about Liberty.menu. If you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, you really ought to get over to Liberty.menu and get the thing that you do listed on the site. It's a map-based site. They've got, of course, reviews and ratings, and there's even a bit of a social network aspect to allow you to connect and share with others on the site. But whether you've got a business that's liberty-friendly or an event that you want to promote or perhaps digital content that you're a creator of, you can share that easily with the Liberty community by going to liberty.menu, and you can use code FTL to get a special listener badge to show folks that you are a Free Talk Live listener, because we can't give you a discount. The site's free. So head over to liberty.menu, and let's go to your calls and thoughts. More on this story about the cannabis here in just a moment, but Reginald is on the line calling us from New York. You're on Free Talk Live.
How you guys doing tonight?
Good. You're on the air.
All right.
Thank you very much. Well, I was talking about this with my friend a couple of days ago in Philadelphia, specifically West Philadelphia. And these guys were up to trouble in our neighborhood, you know. And I got in one little fight. My mom got scared. And she told me that I was living with my auntie and uncle in Bel Air after that.
How many seasons did that last for? Oh, he hung up. All right, well, thanks for the call. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Yeah, I don't think we have to explain that joke, but there may be some people who are in the audience that don't recognize the lyrics.
Yeah, you got to look up the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That was the show that made Will Smith, basically kicked him into high gear as far as him being a superstar. I mean, he was kind of already a thing because his musical career, but that really kind of made him into an actor slash musical versatile guy.
Yeah, and it mainstreamed him also.
Yeah, for sure. So back to the story here, KUNC.org, talking about Colorado several years into legalization, how the black market is thriving there. More busts than, I guess, previously, and the police say they've been increasing. Smokey's 420 is a marijuana grow operation and dispensary that's legal in Weld County, and Scott Brady, who's its manager, is mad. He's mad about all those people who aren't jumping through the same hoops that he is just to sell a plant to people. The story says the state requires companies like Smokey's 420 to document every gram of marijuana from seed to sale. Everything from the specifications of the facility to the pesticides and soils must be documented and approved by the Marijuana Enforcement Division.
So the morons who forbade it now presume to tell us how it should be grown,
yeah,
how it should be used, because they... I don't understand. Are these people psychotic?
Yes. Yes. And that is why it's hard to understand. They've got a real control thing, man. They really want to be in control of everything. They want to get any piece of, any money that travels between people's hands, they want to get a cut of it.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that you do, they want to tell you how. It's not just cannabis. It's just that now cannabis is legal, so they've cooked up a bunch of rules, and then they've all hit the copy and paste button, basically, because the same similar rules probably exist in many states.
Only privileged people can participate.
Right.
That's the rule.
The marijuana elite. If you can't afford whatever the licensing fees are, whatever the obedience costs are, because you've probably got to hire attorneys to get you through all the paperwork without, because if you screw the paperwork up, you might go to prison, right? So you got to watch out on that stuff. So you better hire an attorney, and
better be white too. It's pretty hard for there are very few minorities.
Oh, don't worry, nobody, because in Massachusetts they gave licenses to minorities first.
Well, that's kind of weird, too.
Don't worry. There's still a minority elite as well when it comes to marijuana grow and distribution. But going on here, so again, they track every single gram of cannabis. And Brady says staying compliant in this industry is more than a full-time job. So, translation. That means you have to hire people. So if you just thought you could grow some marijuana plants and sell it from your shop, sorry, it's more than a full-time job, according to this guy, to just do the compliance work. So in the same way that doctors have to hire a bunch of people just to fill out paperwork for the government and insurance companies, that there's literally reams of paperwork they have to go through, same things happen in the marijuana industry. Now you've got to hire compliance employees whose job is to do nothing but make sure all the charts are correct and the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And you know what that does? Brings the price up.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Brady says okay. But he's okay with it, because he insists that it ensures public safety, something he's certain black market growers care nothing about.
Oh, God. I'm going to call this guy tomorrow. I'm going to give this guy a call, and I'm going to tell him what I think of him. This guy should be taken out and maimed.
Quote, They're gonna be all about making a buck. They don't care whether or not a person comes back next week.
And you don't care if people go to prison for your monopoly position, scumbag.
Yeah, I gotta say, I've never, in the history of, you know, knowing about black market cannabis, you know, knowing some dealers here and there, I've never heard of a problem with people dying from smoking cannabis. What is
no,
this guy
people
suggesting?
Die from pigs. Yeah. Police kill them.
Right. What is this guy suggesting? Look, if somebody doesn't come back, if you're a black market dealer and somebody didn't come back next week or next month to your business, it probably means one of two things. One, they quit smoking cannabis. Or two, they found a better price somewhere else. Or maybe they moved.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah, I've never heard of a death from marijuana.
Ridiculous.
Still.
I mean, the fact that this guy is in this business and trotting out all these old just myths and lies about cannabis it's shameful.
Oh, it is.
Whenever Colorado weed is seized by law enforcement in another state, Brady says it gives the whole industry a bad reputation, as if businesses like his are the ones feeding this illegal supply chain.
Oh, no. The bootleggers are the ones who are feeding the violence.
Exactly. Now, there may be some legal businesses who are selling illegally. I don't doubt that exists. I've mentioned previously one way that can work, because even though the government wants to, and this is just my understanding, I'm not a professional grower, but it's my understanding, grows range as far as what one plant can output, right? So you might get X from one plant of size, you know, one size, and get Y from a plant that's the same size. You don't exactly know. You know, you may know what seed you planted. You may know how much you watered the seed, but you don't know exactly what's going to come out of it. And so if you only harvest, let's say, I don't know what typical harvests are, like an ounce, maybe ounce or more out of a full
plant. I think
you
could get a pound.
Couple ounce,
out of
pound.
A plant.
You know, if you only harvest a half a pound, and then another quarter pound falls onto the floor into a separate tray that then gets bagged up and sold on the black market, without a regulator standing right there to see it happen, how would they really know what came off that plant? So there's more coming up here, but these jealous legal business owners are a real problem. We'll continue with it here in moments. You can share your thoughts. Do you buy in the black market in legal states? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the legal marijuana business versus the continuing black market, which they say in states like Colorado, where legalization's been around for years now, the black market is also still around and doing maybe better than it's ever done. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And nobody.
And by the way, I want to say thank you to Curry Taylor, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. Curry contributes $5 a month to the AMP program. That's what we ask for at AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a way for you to help us get on more radio stations around the country and bring new listeners to the ideas of freedom. So if you value what we do here and you want to see us on more than 200 stations, we're on like 204, I think, right now. If you want us to hit 300, 250, it's doable. It just takes money. It takes time. So head over to the AMP program. You'll get some benefits, some perks as a result of being part of the AMP program, and you can join it with credit card or PayPal or even Bitcoin BTC at ampamp.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about the story from KUNC.org that's just sort of wondering, well, how come there's all this black market marijuana out there? I thought we had legalization. They're clueless as to, or at least they act clueless as to why the black market continues to thrive in a legal environment. And the answer, of course, the short version is regulation.
And taxation.
Yeah, regulation and taxation drives, in the same way that prohibition drives everything underground, when you slightly lessen prohibition, which is what regulation and taxation is, then you're still going to drive stuff underground. It's just some of it's going to come above ground, and some people are going to choose the legal route. They understand that it's costly and that it's time-consuming. This one of these business owners says it's more than a full-time job just to do the compliance aspect of selling and growing cannabis. But he's willing to do it, he claims, because he believes that it's about public safety, which is just a load of garbage. Number one, look, I get the claim that if you're in the black market, you don't know what kind of pesticides have been used, and you don't know the history of the cannabis that's, you know, that you've that you've purchased and that you may be smoking.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, it's a pretty safe black market, all things considered. I mean, I've known a lot of people who've smoked a bunch of cannabis that they purchased on the black market, and they seem to be doing just fine.
Yeah, I've survived it all.
Because there may be some people who, let's say they got sick off of smoking some of their black market cannabis. Odds are that came from mold more so than anything else. And that, mm-hmm. that, you know, in the black market, that sometimes there's a long delay between the harvest and the customer because of the different amount of hands that it gets passed through. But most dealers, they do want to see their customers come back. They don't want their customers dying from smoking cannabis. I mean, this guy in the legal business who's claiming that black market people don't care about their customers is ridiculous.
Mm.
And I don't think, if he's saying that sort of thing, I don't think he did work in the black market. And if he did, he ought to be ashamed of himself for changing sides like he did.
Yeah, absolutely. A traitor.
Let me go on here. From KUNC.org, says here, when black market weed is sold in Colorado, it diverts sales away from law-abiding businesses. Illegal growers can offer lower prices than legitimate dispensaries can afford, he said. Quote, I don't think those guys understand the damage they do to our industry. Oh, competition is damage to your industry?
Yeah. Yeah, well, every monopolist thinks that.
How an underground market managed to take root around the same time that Colorado moved towards legalization is unclear. This is what the article says. KUNC. Newsflash. They didn't just take root when legalization happened. It was already rooted. The black market was already in existence.
Mm-hmm.
Some people may have come out of the shadows, so to speak, but it wasn't like, poof, all of a sudden the seeds were planted for a black market to spring up. That was there for decades.
The black market has been defeating the pigs for a century.
Right, they've been losing the war on drugs consistently. Brochler believes the answer lies in early marijuana legislation. Now, this is an interesting theory. So apparently, in the year 2000, voters passed Amendment 20, which gave medical marijuana patients permission to grow as many plants as their physician recommended. Brochler says illegal growers exploited this loophole to operate out of law enforcement's reach. According to the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, in 2016, there were 8,210 people with permission to grow between 50 and 99 plants. If each patient grew 50 plants, that equals 410,000 marijuana plants that are legal under the marijuana grow situation. Now, there's probably not as much tracking involved because these are supposed to be plants for an individual to consume for medical purposes. So it probably doesn't have the same tagging and, you know, tracking requirements that the legal market does. And so I can see that, you know, like I said, it's an interesting theory. If you were a black market marijuana grower, it would be in your best interest to find a couple of dozen sick people, you know, patients who needed access to cannabis, who were willing to be your grow tenders, who didn't need all the cannabis they were growing and who could just shuffle the rest of it out the back door to you. So you pay for all their, you know, if you're the head of the operation, you pay for all the grow equipment. You give them some, maybe a little bit of money, you know, on the side to pay for the power bill from whatever the lights, you know, cost. And you give them access to all the free weed they can smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, they give you, say, 50% or 70% or whatever. I mean, I'm just talking out loud here about one way that that could work. And that's not to say that every grow operation is using that particular loophole. Obviously not. They're still arresting people. Brochler and, last year, they say a new law curtailed the official number to no more than 12 plants in a private residence. But at this point, it's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube. The question, asks KUNC, is how to effectively thwart a thriving industry. Well, this is a question they've been asking and failing at answering for decades now.
You don't.
Yeah, you can't. You can try. You can, you know, conduct undercover sting operations. You can threaten people. You can turn people into informants. You can use FLIR, the night vision or radiation vision goggles they've got from helicopters to find grow. There's all kinds of techniques that they've been using unsuccessfully for the most part for a long time. And, you know, it's going to be even harder now because some of the legal provisions that are in place. Brotfler and Brady agreed that if more states legalized cannabis, it would deal a heavy blow to illegal growers, though it wouldn't put them under entirely. I guess the suggestion there is if more states legalized cannabis, the illegal growers wouldn't be able to sell as easily to other black market dealers in those states.
The black market in Colorado has grown in part because people are growing in Colorado and shipping elsewhere.
Sure.
If the places they were shipping to legalized drugs, then that part of the black market in Colorado would go to white market dealers in the states that legalize.
Some of it.
Not all of it, because you assume that the tyrants in the new legal state would also have a regulation scheme, would also be trying to divert all of that money to their cronies, their friends, the people who are willing to pay off the politicians.
Which is one of the reasons why, if New Hampshire politicians were smart, and if they actually cared about freedom, and I don't think there are enough of them that are, and they do, then they would make it so there are no regulations in New Hampshire. When New Hampshire... Yeah,
that's the only way to eliminate the black market.
Right. And what that would do, in addition to making New Hampshire's cannabis industry robust and, you know, all-inclusive, everybody who wanted to should be able to open a store and grow and sell and give away cannabis in whatever way they want to. If that were the case, nobody, if that were the case for, let's say, a couple of years or even just for a few months, and then the federal government lifted the prohibition on interstate sale of cannabis, well, then New Hampshire would be the king of all of the states because they would then be able to sell their cannabis outside of state borders. And the fact of cannabis being able to cross state lines and have competitive markets between the states would result in tremendous price drops. And if New Hampshire didn't have the regulatory burdens that the other states did, all the growers would move to New Hampshire.
The freest places always become the richest places.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll take your calls. There's a little bit more here on this cannabis story, and then actually a follow-up, since we were talking about what's going to happen in D.C. Well, this is one of the more marijuana-friendly congresses that I think the country's ever had, and there's some interesting developments there as well. Hour 2 is next. If you want to take control, you can do that. It's Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.